Hello.
Hello. Hi, Andrea. This is Rachel Brown from Notebook Writing. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. I was looking for, like, you know, I was waiting for this call since, like, almost 2 months. I'm glad it's happening. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Just handling my head.
Andrea, I cannot hear you. Could you just do something about your voice, because I can't just, you're not audible
enough.
One
second. I got the Bluetooth.
All right.
Is that better?
Yeah, perfect. How are you?
Okay.
How's life?
I'm okay.
How's writing coming along?
The writing, I've hit a block, but slowly chiseling away at it.
Huh? What are you saying? I need to read, like, whatever you're writing. You know the amount of curiosity I have, thanks to you. You always send me paragraphs, and I'm just like, what is going to happen? Because, like, you send me, like, different chapters. So for me, it's really hard to figure out what is exactly happening. But whatever is written, it's just something that, you know, I already love.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, how many chapters, like how, since you're saying that, you know, are you still writing or are you done?
I'm still writing.
So, like, how many chapters are left? What is exactly
well,
happening
there's,
these days?
I'm rewriting chapter 3 because it somehow it just didn't flow right, so I have to rewrite that one.
Oh, all right. Like,
and
up to the mark. Like, you thought maybe, okay, let's just add.
And about 4 chapters to the end.
Uh-huh. So you were saying that you're going to get done in July, right? That was your goal.
I'm hoping to be done. That's a hope. It's not a...
Because the
that's
amount...
That's the reason why I put the August thing.
Yeah, the amount of writing you do every day, I think it's just... I was hoping June, but, like, it makes sense. And, you know, like, I am just being really, really... I don't want to rush you or push you into any decision, but, you know, by the end of the day... It's just me. I want to see what's going to happen, basically. And also my team, because, like, you know, whenever you send me something, I make sure they read it also, because, like, you know, and they're also so excited, because, like, we just want to know what is going to happen. And, you know, the curiosity is just building up every day. Every day it seems like, what's going to happen? Okay, what chapter is this? What is happening? But, yeah, I love, you know, like, the amount of, like, I love your writing style. It's just, fun expressions, and, you know, everything is just there. And, you know, like, sometimes we don't get to see so much, you know, energy, paragraph, the way you send it. I love it. And, you know, I love you, whatever you said. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So, about your book. So, I told you, I think... on the chat also, that, you know, we could just start working on the chapters that you've written already, and you can just like continue writing, so that, you know, your book can be published as soon as possible, because, like, you send us the manuscript in July and we start working on it, so it's just going to take like 4 to 6 weeks. So how will we start working on the chapters that you have written already? What do you think? Oh, you're just being...
I'm thinking that once I can get chapter 3 rewritten, because, like I said, it completely messed up and it didn't flow with the rest of the story. I am hoping that I can get it done by next month, but...
I'm actually...
By July.
I'm also hoping that it should be done. Because
I'm hoping to get it done by July, but...
Sounds amazing.
The August thing is just a make sure I can have everything all together to send it to you all at once.
I understand what you're trying to say. So, that sounds like a plan, but then, like, you're not looking to, you know, so that we could just, like, start working on the chapters that you've written. You're not thinking that way. And that's, you know, honestly fine if you're not thinking that way, because it seems like you're just rewriting chapter 3, and we don't know, like, you know, if we start working on the chapters, what if you want to, you know? But you know one thing. When you will send us the chapters, we'll send you an editorial report where we will tell you that whatever, you know, basically, like, whatever are the strengths, whatever are the weaknesses, whatever suggestion we can help you with, you know what I'm trying to say? So, like, if you want to, like, if you want us, we could do that also. Because, like, you know, it makes sense that you, it's your book, you want everything to be perfect. But, like, we think that, you know, we can just send you a report and you could just see. And if you want any changes, we can do that for you. What do you think?
Let me think on it for a little bit. Because I want to make sure that I'm a perfectionist when it comes to my writing, and I'm my worst critic. I'll admit to it. But I can at least send you the first or second chapter.
Yeah, I know where this is coming from. You're like a writer who's just so passionate about writing. Like, I've seen that. I've seen the amount of passion your writing has. So for me, if you want, let's just, you go through your chapters. If you feel like, you know, you want to change something, you can do that, and we can start working in July. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Could you send me your email? And I can send you what I have. Just get some, get full input on what I've got so far.
All right. So, we can do one thing. You could just, like, what is exactly is your plan, Andrea? Let's just talk about that. What exactly is your plan? What are you thinking? What are your, like, what do you think about the book? Like, when do you want it to be published? You know, like, every writer has a timeline in their mind that, okay, I'm done with the writing. I'm just going to start working with a proper company. They're going to publish the book, and they're going to market it, and, you know, all that process. What is your timeline?
My plan at this point, because, unfortunately, I've got so much on my plate. I've thought of the publishing, I've thought of the marketing. I've done, if you go on Facebook, I've done reels about the tourist deal.
But you know, like, the book is going to be, you know, in that process. We would want to do, like, you know, something like pre-launch so that, you know, people can know about.
Yeah, pre-launch and all that.
So with that, you know, in order to do that, let's just say that we could just start in July, and you take your time. I'm not going to be pushy. I'm not going to rush you into any decision. You can take your time, because since it's your book, I want everything just to be just like the way you want. We will not pressurize you with anything, and you have an idea about the cover, right? Did we talk about it?
What was that? I'm sorry. My phone cut out for half a second.
Do you have anything in mind? Like, did you think about it?
I'm thinking about the pre-launch. I'm thinking about book signings and all that.
No,
to be perfectly honest, I'm scaring the crap out of me.
I understand.
Because it goes from, oh, this is just a cute story that I want to share, to...
Yeah, you know, like,
how is this going to affect everything else?
No, with the cover,
my brain overworks itself.
We'll send you a questionnaire before, like, doing anything with the cover. You can fill it up, and once you do it, we're just going to send you, like, 2-3 covers. You will select something, and if you want any changes in the cover, we're just going to do that. See, Andrea, everything is just going to be, like, the way you want, because I know the amount of hard work, the amount of passion that book contains. because you have given a lot of time to this book. We wouldn't want anything to be, you know, just like that. We would want everything to be just like you want. So about cover, editing, proofreading, formatting, everything is our department. We will do that. And if you do not want any sort of changes, we would just, you know, we won't do it. Because, see, if we are about to do any changes, we will tell you before doing it. Approval is very important because, like, see, we're not the one who wrote the book. You wrote the book, right? So whatever we do, we'll send you, we'll take an approval, and then we'll do it. If it's about editing, if it's about, you know, editorial report that we're going to send you, and about the cover, it's just going to be like the way you want, Andrea.
Okay.
So about the plan, the July plan, what do you think about that?
I think it's a possibility.
I am, you know, the amount of excitement I have. You just said, oh, it's a possibility. I think I just got excited.
I'm excited, but I'm scared to get excited, if that makes any sense.
I know, I understand. There's just too much on your plate.
Writing
the chapter again.
Last time I got this excited, it was about a romance I wrote that's called Timeless Devotion.
Mm-hmm.
I published it through Amazon.
Oh, I thought it was on Goodreads.
It's on Goodreads. It's on Amazon.com. You can get BarnesandNoble.com, Walmart.com.
Amazing. Yeah, I think we did talk about it. Like, remember we were talking about it. Let's just publish these, you know. I think we're like 7 books that we can publish on 50 platforms, and we could just do marketing. But you said we're not ready at the moment, and you're thinking about the book you're writing at the moment, right?
Yeah, the current project is what I'm thinking about.
Makes sense. I just, the reason why, you know, in the middle of June and like last month, I started, you know, being so, you know, pushy was just because of that. We, like my team and I, we were like, oh my God, we want to know what's going to happen. Because, like, you know, all these people get when they just read 5, 6, 8 times. So, yeah, my team is quite excited.
Awesome. It makes me feel really good about my craft.
See, this is something that is your talent. People will appreciate you. It's not going to be like that, you know. People will appreciate you for the talent you have. And, you know, you have, like, a ton. Like, you have, like, the amount of talent you have. I don't think I can put that into words. So you don't need to worry about anything. Like, your book is going to be your book. It's just, we're just going to help you out to publish it.
Okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. And what about, like, did you do some practice today? Writing practice or whatever?
Not yet. I've been doing the housework and taking care of the pets, and it's really hot today, so...
Oh my God.
I'm putting out ice for the squirrels so they're not overheating, and the birds. And
Okay. Are you feeling good? I think you should lot of water, like a lot of water. I don't want my writer to be dehydrated or something. No, that is not.
Oh, don't worry. The writer is not dehydrated. She's excited, and she's got butterflies in her stomach right now.
No, like, it seems like I know you since a very long time, because, like, we have been talking on Facebook since a long time, and this call seems like, oh, we have thought on call several times. So I was just saying that, you know, if you think the July plan is just like the way you want things to be, we'll just start working in July. And I will get to read whatever you've written.
Well, then I will make July the goal.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say around the 20th, just to give me a little bit of leeway.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For any unforeseen things that may come up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like financial
difficulties,
whatever the case may be at this point.
Yeah, the reason
I'm hoping to get my disability so that I can take care of this.
About your financial constraint. I kind of understood that, you know, something is happening because you wouldn't just, like, you know, ghost me or do something, you know, something like that, because we have, like, a good communication on Facebook. But about it, you just think about it. You can take your time. Whenever you're ready, hopefully in July, we just start working on your book. What do you think?
Okay. It sounds like a plan.
Yeah, and we could, like, you know, in the beginning, we could start working on your cover, we could start working with, you know, like, on your chapters, and it's just going to be, like, a really, 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 I feel like, you know, it's going to be a good experience for my team and for me, because, like, yeah, who doesn't love such books, right? So you don't need to worry about anything, Andrea. If you have any questions, you can just let me know. We can talk about it. I will make sure that I resolve all your concerns, all your questions, and, you know, I'm always available for you on Facebook if you need any help with anything. If you have any questions, any concerns, you could just, like, we can do calls, and you could just, like, send me a message if something is bothering you about my company, about me, about anything.
Okay.
It was lovely talking to you, Andrea. You sure you don't have any questions?
I don't have any just yet, but if something pops up, I will send you a message probably on Facebook.
Okay, perfect. That sounds like an amazing plan. I am looking forward, and my team is looking forward to work with you, and we are absolutely excited about it. And also, we love your writing, so. So you take care. Keep yourself hydrated. And please, write as much as you can so that we can just, like, read your book as soon as possible. All right?
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much, Andrea. It was amazing, lovely talking to you. We will.
That was wonderful to talk to you, too.
And I hope every week and just do this, whatever we did today.
Okay,
perfect. Okay, thank you so much, Andrea. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Oh, and have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.